offering.
And the person is supposed to look after the orphan. Be his legal...
guardian, legal guardian, or...
And say...
Wouldn't be his godfather.
Say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
kin people.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
stranger.
Okay. What if he came from a different country?
We call a foreigner.
Do people use that word foreigner to talk about someone not from a different country?
Well, like last night, jokingly, when I said my wife's a foreigner because she came from another state and another town from where I was.
Do people ever use that seriously, though?
Well...
say someone from up north be called a foreigner?
Yes, it has been used.
And a woman who conducts school would be called a
school marm or a school teacher.
Do people used to use that word school marm?
Yes. Not in my day too much. It was school teacher.
And do you remember the name of a barrel maker? Do you remember what they were called? Or are you familiar with, as a last name, are you familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper?
You mean, do I know anyone by that name? Yes.
What would you call a married woman with that name? She'd be...
Mrs. Cooper? Miss Cooper. Mrs. Cooper, rather. A married woman.
And a male goat is called a...
a Billy.
Okay. And these are some names of... the name of the mother of Jesus...
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And do you remember a song that started out, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And
by the way, my wife's name Nell.
The first book in the New Testament.
Genesis.
Or in the New Testament.
Oh, in the New Testament, St. Matthew.
And the name of the wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
And... say a child nicknamed Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him?
Uncle Bill or Uncle William.
And the fourth book in the New Testament is?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, he'd be?
Uncle John.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Huh?
Your mother's sister?
Uh-huh.
It'd be your aunt.
And you say a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be a...
actress.
And if you're born in the United States and you say your nationality is...
America.
And say a person who works in an office and does the typing and handles the mail and so forth.
Secretary.
And a person who goes to school...
is a student.
And person who presides over court.
Judge.
And the highest rank in the army.
Is the general.
And beneath him.
To meet him.
Beneath him. Like, you know, in the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Colonel.